You don't always need an electric guitar to change the course of rock history. Sometimes all it takes is a mandolin. That's exactly what R.E.M. did in 1991 with Losing My Religion. A song with no chorus, a slow tempo, cryptic lyrics, and a lead instrument nobody expected to hear on mainstream radio. And yet it became a generational anthem. It was the start of the 1990s. The excesses of the previous decade were fading. The Berlin Wall had fallen, the Cold War was ending, and the world was entering a new phase, quieter, more introspective. Somewhere in Georgia, a band led by a shy man with a nasal voice and cryptic lyrics released a track that seemed to break every radio rule. Peter Buck, R.E.M.'s guitarist, had bought a mandolin on a whim. While learning to play it, he recorded some ideas onto a cassette. One of those simple riffs became the foundation of Losing My Religion. Michael Stipe added a strange, ambiguous lyric filled with biblical imagery and emotional restraint. Despite the title, it wasn't about religion. In the American South, losing my religion meant losing patience, reaching your emotional limit. And you could feel that tension in the circling melody, in Stipe's restrained delivery, in the aching repetition. The label wasn't convinced. The song had no hook, no chorus. It was slow, weird, radio unfriendly. But R.E.M. insisted. They released it as the first single from their album Out of Time. And then something incredible happened. Losing My Religion exploded. It was everywhere, on MTV, on the radio, in people's headphones. The music video, directed by Tarsem Singh, was a surreal, artistic statement. Inspired by Caravaggio, religious iconography, and Tarkovsky's cinema, it was strange, poetic, unforgettable. Stipe danced awkwardly, beautifully. People weren't sure what they were seeing, but they couldn't look away. The impact was immediate. R.E.M. won 2 Grammys. The album sold millions. And suddenly, alternative rock had a seat at the table. Without Losing My Religion, maybe there would have been no room for Creep, no Black, no Come As You Are. But beyond charts and airplay, what made the song stick was its emotional core. That quiet kind of devastation. The kind that doesn't scream, that just breathes in pain. That kind of feeling needed a new sound. And a mandolin gave it voice. R.E.M. would never have another hit that big, but they didn't need one. Losing My Religion became their signature. A song that didn't play by the rules, and in doing so, changed everything. Sometimes the soundtrack of a generation isn't a scream, it's a whispered breakdown, with a mandolin,